If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
We go live to Ukraine. Joseph Lindsley on the line with us from UkrainianFreedomNews.com. I'm on that website right now. Joseph, long time no talk. How's everything?
Wendy, great to hear from you. Hello from Kyiv. And by the way, on that website, UkrainianFreedomNews.com, you can see my recent interview with a podcast called Silicon Curtain, a podcast from the UK. They have a lot of really interesting guests, including top American retired generals and others about Ukraine. And I had a conversation with that podcast about some of the history and Ukraine's 2014 revolution and why I really believe Ukraine is a great example of democracy, which goes against a lot of what we hear in the U.S. Meanwhile, today is the 625th day of Russia's war on this country. But it's also 49 days without a major nationwide Russian missile attack. There is always attacks, you know, on the front lines. And through the night, there were many of the Iranian drones that Russia sent throughout Ukraine. More than 125 settlements in those sort of frontline areas in the east and in the south came under fire. People were killed. But there has been no major Russian missile attack on Ukrainian cities, especially deep within the country, as we saw a year ago during those weekly infrastructure attacks. And it's strange because I start to see in some, you know, in some of the American political circles and media calls for Ukraine to negotiate. We're starting to hear this word stalemate, but no one is mentioning this extraordinary fact that Russia has for 50 days now not launched major attacks on Ukraine, on Ukrainian cities. And even though everyone was expecting, you know, these infrastructure attacks throughout the fall, and what we are seeing, once again last night, in the off the waters of the Crimean Peninsula, which the Russians have occupied since 2014, Ukrainians once again hit. They use their sea drones, and they hit, it seems, two Russian small Russian vessels. These vessels were carrying Russian air defense systems. And so what the Ukrainians are doing very methodically are they are, to quote General Ben Hodges, former top American general, who was on that podcast that I mentioned, he is observing that right now Ukrainians are making the continued occupation of the Crimean Peninsula untenable for Russia. And that is a process that really began 50 days ago on September 22nd, when Ukrainians used those Storm Shadow missiles to decimate much of the Russian Black Sea fleet. And we see this continued work behind the scenes. It gets completely ignored in the headlines. Ukrainians are doing some amazing things to prevent Russians from using the Crimean Peninsula and using the Navy in the Black Sea to attack Ukraine. This is something extraordinary that's not being noticed right now.
And Ukrainian President Zelensky has thanked Ukrainian forces for, quote, their strength and resilience on the front lines. Of course, he's proud.
Yeah, you know, and this, I mean, this is it is incredibly difficult, and everyone is affected by this. Yesterday, I was at a gathering of friends that were getting ready to go back to the east after a small break. I just heard the story of I was talking with another friend who his brother-in-law was killed in battle. And then maybe it was a couple months after that, the brother-in-law's wife was badly injured in a car accident while carrying their two young daughters. The girls are all right. The mother's in the hospital and wounded from the accident. And you see, like, you know, she lost her husband. The girls lost their father. They almost lost their mother. And you see, you know, the stress of this is incredible for everyone, for families. There was another family that in the city of Odessa, April 23rd, I think April 23rd, actually in the beginning of Russia's full scale invasion. So in 2022, a guy named Yuri Glodin was going out shopping, and a Russian missile hit his apartment. It killed his wife and 3-month-old daughter. He went to volunteer for the army as a result, and he was just killed a week ago in battle. So that whole family is wiped out. There's 8-year-old Roman. He lost his mother in the Russian attack on the city of Venezia in 2022, and now he had 45% of his body was burned, and he goes around wearing a face covering. And then I was in the, you know, still resilient, but going through so much pain and hell. And I was in a few weeks ago in the little city in that region called Bessarabia, a very beautiful grape-growing region of southwestern Ukraine. And I was talking with people in their front yard on a gusty, windy day and just having a nice conversation. And a woman walked by, a neighbor of the people with whom I was speaking. And the couple I was talking to said, they told me her story and her name. They said her husband was at Snake Island. That's that famous island from the beginning of the full-scale invasion when the Russian warship ordered the Ukrainians to surrender. And they said words that I can't repeat on the radio, but they told the Russian ship to go take off. And those guys were captured. And so this woman that was walking by us, her husband was one of those sailors. He's still in a Russian prison, and she only has been able to speak with him or hear from him once since 2022. A few months ago, she was able to have a video call with him, and that's it. And so you see, you know, as Ukrainians hold on and as Ukrainians do extraordinary things with a few, you know, the small number of long-range weapons that have been provided, the toll is still incredibly high, especially at the front lines.
The spirit of the Ukrainian people is just outstanding. I can't even fathom that. What's on tap for you this evening? We have just under a minute left.
Oh, you know, I mean, it's a beautiful fall day here. It's a sunny, nice weather. So I'm in Kyiv for a few days, so I'll get to meet up with people. And, you know, there's a great spirit, even though we had an air alarm for 4 hours here today. You know, I see this city. I was just in Kharkiv, everything coming back to life. And this is the victory that's happening. When we hear the word stalemate, it means if there had not been any type of stalemate, it means Ukraine would have fallen. You know, Ukraine is holding the line and behind the scenes in Crimea doing so much to stop the Russians. And so you see life here in such a genuine and real way. And so I hope to enjoy some of that this weekend before we talk again on Monday.
Okay. Well, wishing you a quiet weekend. And thank you so much for being our eyes and our ears, Joseph. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Wendy. Great to speak with you again.
Joseph Lindsley, you can go to UkrainianFreedomNews.com.